patient's name is Lelia Faircloth. First name is L-E-L-I-A. Last name is F-A-I-R-C-L-O-T-H. Date of birth is 10/31/1932. Date of service is 2/9/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 89-year-old female presents to the clinic after taking an at-home COVID test that did come back positive. Patient's family member who currently lives with her was evaluated in our office on Friday of last week, and he was positive. This patient has very mild symptoms. She states that she has a scratchy throat that's been present for 5 days. She denies any shortness of breath, fever, or anything else. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in chart. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Surgical history is documented in her chart, as there are several. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 123 over 73, heart rate 53, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.9, O2 98, and we were unable to weigh her as she is wheelchair bound. Physical exam general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, sitting in a wheelchair. H-E-E-N-T, she has mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes are intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, chest S1, S2, bradycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, unable to assess gait due to being wheelchair-bound. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Patient is pale. Assessment and plan number 1, COVID positive. Number 2, viral syndrome. Patient does not wish to repeat her COVID swab since she just did it last night and it was positive with the at-home test. She does agree to get Rocephin and Decadron. I am here in the office, and then I'm going to go ahead and give her a prescription for a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Patient will take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.